his wife went and read mm-hmm. a speech to some feminist.
Oh,
committee.
I see.
But with that plan, they were saying, we're going to help your community. We're going to help you with your safety. And so they made it look like they were helping, but the agenda was to commit genocide against the nation.
Well, you know what? Now you can see, Dr. King, why I don't do programs that are only a half an hour in length. You and I needed 2 hours to talk about this.
I understand.
And friends, you got to get a copy of the fact sheet on our website, A Portrait of the Black Family. It'll tear your heart out, but it'll give you more prayer points than you could ever hope for in the next 45 days. Thanks for joining us. Thank you, Dr. King, for your efforts to try to, well, tell the truth about family secrets. And friends, let's pray for this whole situation. Come clean before God. And help us in this effort. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
Well, thank you, and God bless you.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, hopefully they're going to be the views of Mark Phillips this next hour, but right now we don't have Mark on the line, so if you'd like to give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, we'll be doing open lines until we either track Mark down or figure out he forgot about the program. But basically, I was just listening to the news. They were talking about the immigration legislation so that we will make some 11 million illegal immigrants, certainly illegal immigrants here, and then they can bring in their relatives and their families. And we're already talking, if there are only 11 million immigrants in America at the present time, of increasing our population by about 50 million. If, as there were back in 1986, when we had another immigration reform, and basically at that time, why they insisted there were only 1 million immigrants in America, and certainly Ronald Reagan promised the American people, if we just make them all legal, we would strengthen the borders, we would enforce our immigration laws, and this would never happen again. And, of course, Ronald Reagan was lying. There were 3 million undocumented aliens that came in, and they and their families, and we've swelled the number of people in this country. We're becoming rapidly a bilingual nation. They really want this, is what it's really all about. This is an attack on America. Why would we want to bring in another 20, 30, or 40 million people? And that's at the best. It could be a lot more than that. Why we want them to come in so they'll be able to upset the voting here, so they can certainly pit the Anglos against the Hispanics, the black against the white, and they can establish a dictatorship in America. But they're not really going to have America. The people who are behind this really are globalists. They want a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion. That's why they're taking God and prayer and the Bible out of our schools. And then, of course, they certainly want to have a new world religion because these people worship a different God. And when you understand this, you understand they know exactly what they're doing. And this amnesty legislation is going to be a disaster. And when they promise you that this is going to solve our problems and they're going to guide the borders and they're going to protect certainly us from more illegal immigration, they're simply lying, as they always do. You can always tell when a government official is lying because his lips are moving. It's a tragic commentary, but we have the most corrupt people in Washington, D.C. today that money could buy. Well, right now we have Mark Phillips on the line. Hi, Mark. How are we doing?
I'm doing very well, Dr. Thane. How about yourself, sir?
Doing just fine, thanks. And for those of you who don't know Mark, why don't you sort of introduce yourself to our listeners out there and tell them about your background and how you got involved with the intelligence agency?
Well, I better start with the last thing first, because when Vietnam was heating up and everybody was getting drafted that I knew, it was just a matter of time before I was going to be drafted, because my grades weren't that good. So I got drafted. But before, I was actually inducted into the military while I was at getting my physical in Alabama, as a matter of fact, Montgomery. They called out my name and asked me to identify myself, which I did. And I was escorted back to where there was a bunch of military brass and some guys with suits on, with no name tags or anything on their suits.
We're going to have to go to a break here, but ladies and gentlemen, this is when, of course, they asked Mark if he'd like to go to Vietnam or he'd like to join the intelligence agencies. Well, of course, nobody wanted to go to Vietnam, and so he joined the intelligence agencies, and, well, the rest is history. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You know Monday is the day before Tuesday. You know Tuesday is the day before Wednesday. You know Christmas Eve is the day before Christmas. And you know New Year's Eve is the day before New Year's Day. But you don't always know the day before. You don't know the day before an emergency happens. You don't know the day before a tornado or an act of terrorism. You don't know the day before an earthquake or power outage. And by the time you do know it was the day before, it's already too late. You know it's a good idea to be prepared. And we're airing this message to make sure you know freezedryguy.com is ready to help with your emergency preparedness needs, including great-tasting, long-lasting freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. You know today is the day to take action. Tomorrow could be too late.
This is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Mark Phillips, who started out with during the Vietnam War with the intelligence agencies, and he was with them up until about 1988. When, of course, he was approached, certainly by this gentleman, who wanted him. They wanted to open up an industry, a company in China that had to do with music, and I suppose they were going to be producing certainly DVDs. records, things of that sort. And suddenly at a meeting in China, why, of course, Mark was approached by a man who was with the Chinese Intelligence Service. And the fellow from the Chinese Intelligence Service had a copy of the Mark Phillips file, intelligence file. In fact, there was a lot to suggest this was the original American intelligence file. So go ahead, this gentleman from the intelligence, Chinese intelligence, has accosted you at a meeting. And what did he tell you? And what did they want from you?
Well, let me add one thing. It was not. It didn't have anything to do with the music industry. It had something to do with the fact the Chinese were now that our bamboo curtain was down. They needed more energy, and they were not set up or structured for it at that time. So they wanted to try everything that they could use to curb some of their use and to conserve. One of those things was large capacitor banks that they could use in mining, so they wouldn't have to shut the mines down, you know, every other day or working 3 or 4 hours a day. Very expensive. It's like shutting a glass plant down. So they were most interested in this. It's really ancient technology, so they were more interested in some of the equipment that was used to produce these large capacitors, and I could easily get that information to them legally, and I did. And we had an agreement, all signed, sealed, and delivered. But there was one problem. I had a partner in the United States. That was the fellow that originally recruited me to become the president of that company, that country music fellow. His name was Alex Houston. Alex Houston was an MC of sorts. He was a ventriloquist. He had a ventriloquist act. And he really wasn't much of a name in the country music business, for sure, but he certainly did rub elbows with all of the big ones. And this intelligence officer told me that it's Alex Houston fellow, and then he started showing me all his information and pictures and everything else. He said, this gentleman, this partner of yours has got to go. We have to get rid of him. He is involved in child and adult pornography, which is punishable by death in China. He is also in the drug business, which is also punishable by death in China. And he said, and he also has connections that go all the way to the White House. And that was the only part that I couldn't believe. I could believe everything else. And he showed me pictures of Alex Houston actually sexually engaged with a terrified little boy. So I told him that I needed to think about this more and look into it, but I would certainly cooperate and make sure that Alex Houston wasn't a part of our joint venture. Well, when I came back, first thing I did was notify the Department of State, someone I had a good, reliable contact, and let them know what was going on and expected them to push it along the other channels just in case Alex Houston was involved in the intelligence community, and I didn't know it. Well, turns out I got another call back shortly thereafter, told me to forget it. It didn't happen. Well, you don't forget something like that, and it did happen. And I was also told by the Chinese intelligence officer, too, that Alex Houston had a woman and a small child in his charge. And he controls them both, and he uses the woman. He prostitutes her, and he makes child pornography with the child. So I said, well, okay, fine. So I get back. I find out that this is most likely true, and I find out that my own government is participating in it and wants to cover it up. So that's when I got interested in talking to some friends of mine within the intelligence community, and they told me the same thing. They said, Mark, there's nothing you can do about this. It's not representative of everybody. You know that. It's just that we've got a lot of, power, absolute power corrupts absolutely. We got a lot of people like that in Washington.
And basically what we're really is saying, and probably Mark didn't realize at that time, but there's all sorts of sexual perversion. There's certainly both heterosexual and homosexual at the highest levels of our government. I don't think for one minute that many of our congressmen and senators are not homosexual, and many of our judges are as well. Why do you think the Supreme Court is making the decisions that it's making? They have their agents planted everywhere at the highest levels of this country, because behind everything going on, there are powerful spiritual forces. And when you understand that, you will understand why I am so concerned, because, of course, as Thomas Jefferson had said so well, you know, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and his justice will not sleep forever. But they're there, ladies and gentlemen. You see the manifestations of every day. You don't understand that these things are taking place because these depraved people are working at the highest levels of our government, and the good people can't do anything about it. Go right ahead.
Well, that's quite right, Dr. Stan. There was a term that a lot of people used when referring to someone's sexual orientation. They didn't necessarily say they were bisexual or homosexual or straight. They called them trisexuals because there was nothing they wouldn't try.
And let me just point out that this explains what's going on in California, those of you who don't know across the country. Why, they just passed legislation here that if a little boy feels that he may be a little girl, why, he has the right then to use the locker room with the girls, to shower with the girls, even though he's a boy. And the same thing is true with a little girl who feels like she's a boy. Why, she can go into the boys' shower room and certainly play the sports with the boys. And what sort of madness is this? Well, because what about the girls who object to having a boy showering and they're showering with them? Well, they're just going to have to understand that's the law. The law has been passed here, signed by our governor. We live in a world gone mad, and nobody wants to point out this is because America is a post-Christian depraved nation. And I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and justice is coming on America very soon. Go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, I couldn't agree more with you, as you well know. However, I do believe that when people talk to me about the pockets of decay in Washington, I would have to say that the entire hierarchy is decayed, period. There are a few people in Washington, politicians, that are good people. I don't know how they can stand working in that profession or working in that city. I don't know how they can deal with some of the decisions they see that are being made on a state level, like you just pointed out of what California's done. That is the most ridiculous thing. I really believe that's the most ridiculous law I've ever heard of in my life, admitting or allowing a child to determine what the child's sexual preference is going to be or orientation. I don't really think that's up to the child. I think the child needs to grow up and find out what is good and what is not, and what is right and what is wrong. But nevertheless, when I got back, I started checking with my intelligence officer friends, and one of them told me that this woman that Alex has control of, he said, She's under mind control. And I said, well, like what kind? He said, well, like whatever they want to do, they do. And she does it. They program her. I said, well, do you know what kind of programming? And he said, I've never been involved in that stuff. He said, all I know is they torture them. I said, trauma-based mind control went out hundreds, if not thousands of years ago. There's a few cults around the world that practice it to this very day. However, I cannot even fathom why anybody would use trauma-based mind control unless they're a sadist. Because I worked in the mind sciences, Dr. Stan. I dedicated most of my career life to it. And I never saw any trauma-based mind control. I saw the results of it in hospitals. I never saw any of it practiced. It's not necessary. There are much easier ways to externally control a mind, and there's much easier ways that don't harm the person whatsoever, that you can heal someone who has been programmed. You can give them back their minds and their memory. However, in this woman's case, her name was Kathy O'Brien, or Kathy Houston, I guess, at the time. I was tipped off that Alex Houston was going to Boys Town. Now, all this happened in a matter of just a couple of days, two or three days. But he was going to Boys Town. That's where he went to vacation.
And I think basically you have to understand that Boys Town is used as a center of pedophilia. You're not going to hear this sort of thing, but this is the reality of what's going on. But go ahead.
It's a fact. Well, it's also a fact that the Catholic Church has spent a whole lot of money keeping the lawsuits down. And the government has we've had so many officials that have partaken of that place and pushed themselves on those poor children, that the law enforcement is not going to open that can of worms, it appears. Nevertheless, while he was away, I knew I was given the keys, in other words, a trigger to trigger her to come out of Alex Houston's place, take her child with her, and whatever she could put in a suitcase and meet me at a particular restaurant, which she did. And,
well, let me just, for our listeners here, why I had a chance of meeting Kathy in the early 1990s, and she really didn't think very clearly. It was very obvious there was something wrong with her mind. Of course, through the years, we've gotten to know Kathy quite well, and she's a wonderful and charming lady, just a wonderful person. We meet her at meetings very frequently. This is not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. The American tax dollars at work. We really have total corruption, depravity. And God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Mark is to handle. Well, anyway, of course, when Mark certainly realized what had happened, he took Kathy under his wing and wanted to help she and her daughter. And basically, of course, I suspect at the time when Kathy started to come out of this, why, she wasn't thinking very clearly. And basically, of course, what they'd done is simply totally destroy her personality, her ability to think rationally as a human being. People say this couldn't really be going on. Well, Mark is pointing out that back in the early 1970s, Senator Frank Church held a series of congressional hearings or senatorial hearings on mind control. You can still get that up on the Internet. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, our government, certainly agencies, these covert agencies, were working on how they could control people's minds. A lot of those techniques now have been transferred over. You'll see them on the television screen, or you'll see them in the movie screens. You'll see them used in our churches. You'll see them used in our educational system to control the mind of the American people. They used all different approaches, but the one they used with Kathy was most frightening because it involved a personal torture, and basically used through the years, it's been such a, it's really a very rewarding for me personally to see the dramatic improvement in Kathy, and actually to have interviewed her a number of times, and what a wonderful and charming woman. But this is the sort of thing that really happened. Well, of course, when Mark actually took Kathy out of this government program, they seized all of his bank accounts, over $2 million that he'd accumulated, and he's never been able to get it back. That's 25 years ago. And so as a result, well, of course, Mark had to go off on his own, try to find out how he could help Kathy. Certainly there are methods that could be used, but he was blocked from being able to use them. So what eventually happened, Mark? Well, how were you able actually to help her eventually?
Dr. Stan, a great deal of the therapy for persons like Kathy's speech pathology was trauma-based, was a psychological approach. It involved some hypnosis. It didn't involve any, it wasn't drug therapy at all. So, since I had watched it, I'd watched this process many times while psychiatrists were doing it, not only here in the United States, but in Canada as well. When they were extracting information out of captured spies, this is how they got it. They didn't torture them, as you've been told, and the American public has been told for ever since the Bush regime was in. That and Dick Cheney stands up and says that if we, without torture, we couldn't get any information. Nothing could be farther from the truth. You use torture to make people forget. You do not use torture to make them remember. There are all sorts of ways that you can get the information without any torture, of course, and being involved. And I had witnessed this many times. And I also watched some very nice, benevolent psychiatrists, well-informed, work with people who had been similarly abused like Kathy. And he actually brought them back to a normal way of thinking, and they carried on with a normal life. So I was pushed to the limit because that even though psychology was an extreme interest to me, and I had many hours of school, but I still wasn't prepared for this. I'm sure I use it as a thing of I've flown in the cockpit of a 747 two or three times. Could I fly one? No. Could I land one? No. Could I take one off? No. Well, I had the same problem with I didn't want to do anything wrong and further damage Kathy or her daughter. Well, I found out I couldn't actually impact her daughter. That was going to take something very different. I had to first find out the truth from her mother. And the clock was, proverbial clock was ticking. So I managed to start what I thought was the right routine. I got some help on the phone. I was given 800 numbers to call with some frequency. And even though the calls were brief, I had my questions ready, and I got straight-up answers on everything. This was after I had whisked Kathy and her daughter off to the wilds of Alaska. I thought, well, if they kill me, somebody's going to know about it, because there's only one road in here and one road out. And if you come by boat, you're photographed 100 times, and if you come by air, you're photographed 100 times. Everybody that goes in and out of Alaska, unless they use the road, and if they once they get to the border, they're photographed again and again on that highway. So I took her there, and once she had recovered enough memory that I could turn it over to friends that I had working for U.S. Customs Enforcement and other branches of the military and other branches of branches of the military, and people I could trust that could actually take the information and actually pull together the hard proof that we needed to pursue the case. And we managed to get them. And that we got a book. As a matter of fact, you sell it, Dr. Stan. It's Transformation of America.
Transformation of America. We'll be right back here.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
I thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Mark certainly gives the background of Alex Houston, certainly selling drugs and making a great deal of money, a lot of this being used for black operations by the CIA. And that is, of course, why, of course, Mark got into real trouble when he took over control of Kathy O'Brien, because she belonged to this man, one of the front men for the Central Intelligence Agency. And ladies and gentlemen, of course, this is all recorded in several books. One of them is Transformation of America, and that's T-R-A-N-C-E. Transformation of America has had 16 or more printings in English and printed in other languages as well. They've written another book, of course, Access Denied. And actually, Transformation of America was largely the testimony that was given before the Senate, as I remember, and basically immediately classified. The last thing they want is for the American people to understand what's going on. I would simply, if you doubt, don't think that we torture people. I would simply, you can look this up on the internet, but recently, Attorney General Holden had actually contacted his counterpart in Moscow and asked for the return of Edward Snowden. The American Attorney General asked that Edward Snowden be returned here. And of course, what the Attorney General of America said, and we promise we will not ask for the death penalty or torture him. We will not ask for the death penalty or torture him. And, of course, if you don't believe that torture is standard, you need to get the report, Major General Tacuba's report, on what happened at Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq. Major General Tacuba lost his military profession because he told the truth about the torture, standard torture used certainly on the helpless prisoners over there, many of who were tortured to death. You don't like to hear this sort of thing. I don't like to think of it either, except that it helps to understand that a group of very wicked people have seized the reins of power in Washington, D.C. And if we do not stand up, we become part of the problem, because men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to appease. Now, basically, we carry the two books. One is Transformation of America. The other is Access Denied. They're very important books, and they're both available from our ministry by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Mark, how can people get to your website, get your information?
Well, they can go directly to trance, T-R-A-N-C-E, and then the hyphen, formation.com. That'll take them there.
That's trance-formation.com. Go ahead.
Yes, and that will take them there, and they can get a briefing on what we were doing and what we're talking about in both books. Trance was actually written very hastily, but because we had a federal judge retired at the time, and two really, really, really good lawyers, and I had a couple of friends in Washington who were members of Congress. These people all looked at our what Customs and other federal and state law enforcement had been able to corroborate, and they put it all together, and it was, almost close to 20,000 pages. I know it was box after box after box of information, pictures, everything you could imagine. The bottom line was when this information was viewed by the Permanent Select Committee for Intelligence Oversight, both in the House and the Senate, the 1947 National Security Act had already been imposed. So the people in both of those positions, they never saw anything. They were not able to read anything. So that was when the judge and the lawyers told us quickly, we're going to go through this stuff, find the exact things that you can corroborate in front of a court of law, and we're going to put them all together. You write a book. Well, I told myself, I've never written a book in my life. I got a background in marketing, but not as an author. I can't do it. He said, well, Kathy, you'll have to do it. I said, no, well, wait a minute. You're not taking, considering she's been living in an invisible prison for most all of her life. I don't even know how much education she got. So I practiced a little, you might say, a mind game with her. And She was typing at that time, and I'm not exaggerating. I think it was about 30 words a minute with probably 50 errors. And within a week, she was typing over 100 words a minute, and the errors were just about zero, I think with one or two errors. She actually typed faster than that as time went on. So once I could get her to type, I started putting the whole thing together the best I could, and then she was helping me, and so I saw she was doing a whole lot better job than I was, and so I just let her run with it. Once she got it to where we could actually put it in a book form, we did. And we made sure that every member of both houses of Congress, everybody in federal law enforcement, and a few people at the Pentagon, and nobody at the CIA, or nobody at NSA, but we strictly wanted to get it into everybody's hands, and that included some of the parties that were being held. It was a Christmas party where George Bush Sr., his wife was handed a copy of Transformation of America. We did quite a bit of this stuff because we could get, I mean, I came out of psychological warfare, so I understood the principles. And the fact was, it was very easy for me to find people that didn't like their relatives or didn't like their in-laws. And once I found this out, I would hand them a book, and if they would, I would appreciate very much if they would deliver it for me. And if they could get a photograph or an audio recording of how they reacted, I would be even more pleased than some of them did. So, and it wasn't just George Bush Sr. It was a whole lot of other people involved in that book as well, including Kathy's owner, Robert C. Byrd, who I think your audience should know that there is no such thing as party differences or anything dealing with these people feeling party oriented. There is no party in Washington. I don't know how long it's been gone, but there is none, period. That's an illusion that they want you to think.
Now, you're talking about Senator Robert Byrd. He was a senior senator. I don't know if he's still there, but...
No, he's dead, thank God.
Right. But basically, go ahead now. Kathy had some close relationship with Senator Byrd?
Yes. As a matter of fact, Senator Byrd was put in office in 1952, by his constituency, which was about 68% members of the Ku Klux Klan. They're the ones that got the money together to get him to run, and they put him in office, and they kept him in office. I always thought it was odd when I didn't think it was odd. I thought it was incredible when Obama was first starting to run for president, and all of a sudden Byrd speaks out, a Ku Klux Klan member, and says he has got to be our next president. And I told Kathy, I said, that fellow right there is going to be our next president. She said, I doubt that. I said, don't doubt it. It will happen. Byrd just told you. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened. But going back, what happened after the court hearings, we went to state court, and this involved Kelly. And Kelly's health and treatment.
No, this is Kathy's daughter.
Go yes, ahead. It is. And the judge, he was a very decent person. I didn't know him personally, but I knew him by reputation. He was a senior fellow at Vanderbilt University. He was head of their law school. His credentials were impeccable. He could not be compromised. This I knew for certain, and everyone thought that we were going to be crucified by this fellow, and quite the opposite happened, because when he was approached by the intelligence community, and we did find this out, and I do have a recording of someone in his office talking about it, he said he had never caved in before. They would have to kill him, and he said, I'm not going to cooperate with this. And they said, well, we're going to impose a National Security Act on it, and that's going to shut you up and shut them up. So the judge did us the greatest favor on the planet. In open court, in open court, he placed us, or placed the 1947 National Security Act on our case so that they could not proceed against us. No more harassment, didn't happen. We couldn't sue them because everything we had was a matter of national security. So it became a standoff, and it is to this very day. And I told Kathy that, and Kelly as well, I said, the last breath I breathe, I hope I'm standing up telling somebody about what happened. I said, because as far as I'm concerned, everybody's got to know, and we never had any main supporters or anything. You have to say a lot, Dr. Stan, by just selling that, those books. Of course, nobody can make a living off of selling books. Unless you got a huge book deal with the main publisher, but we had to press these ourselves. We had gotten them out, and all of a sudden, word of mouth spread. Now we're in the 16th English edition, going into the 17th pretty soon, real quick. And we're in, let's see, 14 countries around the world, or 14 languages, and 55 countries, I believe, or 56 around the world. So trance and Access Denied are reaching the people. Access Denied is exactly how I managed to rescue them, how I managed to help Kathy heal, and it does contain the entire treatment modality in a layman's terms of how Kathy was able to heal. Now, psychiatrists and psychologists all over the world are using that method and applying it to their patients as best they can, and it's working. There's also a treatment in there for post-traumatic stress disorder, because you can well imagine that anybody that has been tortured like Kathy Kelly had been, they were suffering PTSD. You can see a lot of white above their eyes, and the pupils of their eyes are so expanded they're just like jet black. That's somebody who is suffering from PTSD.
Well, I did basically the books, The Transformation of America, TRANCE, Transformation of America and Access Denied. They're very important books. They're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Go right ahead, Mark.
Well, the good news is that we had a lot of people in Washington, not only law firms, but I'm sure individuals, because law firms would not have been ordering that many books. We had hundreds of cases of books going to all sorts of legal offices in and around Washington. Of course, we know they were going to individuals, because I would imagine most of those law offices don't make a book like ours a mandatory reading. But nevertheless, they did buy them. Well, the FBI, and particularly in the state of Alabama, and Arizona, if I recall, those two states bought, I mean, unbelievable amounts of our books for federal agencies like that. I did find out, and I couldn't get it validated in hard proof, but I was told by someone that I trust, that was an FBI officer, that indeed the resident agents in charge were aware of some of the things that are in that book was correct. And so in his way of thinking was, if the worst part of it's correct, then the other stuff must be too. So they went on that. And that's how our book got around the world. And Kathy and I have traveled around the world 7 times now, completely around it, 7 times in these years on speaking tour. We prefer to speak with doctors and mental health therapists, though the public is certainly, they're very interested in hearing this thing that has happened to our great, once great republic. And a lot of people, Dr. Stan, you've lived in South Africa. You lived in other places. You know that it's amazing how much knowledge someone has, just an individual, has more knowledge than our people here. I mean, I was reading the Hong Kong papers, and they were always filled with way more news than we got here. And they were talking about things that were happening in our government that nobody knew about in the United States. So I just saved the papers and brought them back with me and showed them to people. Sure enough, they were telling the truth. Our media was the first thing to go down. And then by 1949, it was called Operation Cinderella, by the way. The CIA, being in reality, it was formed in 1947, the same year that 1947 National Security Act was formed. But by 1949, the CIA claimed that they actually had control of all of the major newspapers in the United States. That's a terrifying thing. And to think that at that time, what sort of control are we talking about and who knows about this? Well, I still wonder about that. I've heard various theories, but I don't know if, you know, Catherine Graham knew about it. I don't know if any of these people that owned and ran these large newspapers, if they actually knew that they had people on the inside that were controlling everything.
Well, I think Catherine Graham knew what she was doing, Catherine Graham of the Washington Post. And I think that certainly that basically a small group of people who have a different outlook on the world, they work together in concert to control the reality of the American people. Yes. If you doubt that, you certainly need to get some of the things that I've written on the Brotherhood of Darkness. Certainly is an important book. We carry a wonderful book written by a professor at used to be at the University of California, professor of journalism. His name is Ben Bagdikian, Dr. Ben Bagdikian. His book, The New Media Monopoly, is vitally important. He certainly misunderstands what's going on, but he points out that certainly 30 years ago, there were 50 major corporations that controlled the media. By the year 2004, there were six of them. And of course, they basically controlled over 90% of the media. Of course, Professor Bagdikian thought it was the far right. The far right thinks it's the far left that controls the media. And yep, they're both wrong. It's this little group, which I call the Brotherhood. And we name them, name names in our book. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. You can get Galen Ross's book, Who's Who in the Elite, and Professor Ben Bagdikian's book, The New Media Monopoly, just by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. You need to get the information. You need to help us get it out. This becomes your responsibility, ladies and gentlemen. I can only do 5 hours of talk radio a day, but you can talk to people all the time. Our guest, Mark Phillips, a very courageous man.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Mark Phillips. Oh, you can get his books, Transformation of America. He and Kathy wrote them together. And then, of course, Access Denied. There are two books. If you're only going to get one, get Transformation. And then, of course, the second one, Access Denied. If you want to know how the media is controlled and who controls it, or the book would be, of course, The New Media Monopoly. The New Media Monopoly by Professor Ben Bagdikian, a left-wing professor. But the book is accurate, other than that he thinks the right-wing controls the media. Of course, the people on the right think the left-wing controls the media. And they're both wrong. The media is controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness. And, of course, you can get both The New Media Monopoly and my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. There's so much information out there. If you'd like a list of the elite who rule us, we carry a book by Galen Ross, Who's Who in the Elite? Who's Who in the Elite? And, of course, it'll take you into the membership of the Brotherhood of Darkness, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign Relations, and Sydney. It'll give you an excellent overview of who these subversive people are, because this is a subversive movement, and it's intent upon creating a one-world government. If you'd like to know what Barry Goldwater said about it, we have used copies of his book, With No Apologies. And there he talks about the Trilateral Commission and how its goal is to seize control of the government of the United States. Certainly the one chapter on America's unelected rulers in Barry Goldwater's book is the most important chapter you'll ever read in any book. The book, With No Apologies, it's available from Radio Liberty, used copies. And then, of course, if you want to understand the secret cabal and what the goal is, you need to read David Rockefeller's book. We have that. It's called Memoirs. And on page 405, he tells you about the secret cabal that he and his family belong to. And, of course, the goal is, of course, to change the structure of our society and to do away with the sovereignty of the United States. And basically, of course, he says that people criticize us, but what would they have to do? Look how we've raised the living standards in China and India. And that's right. They have raised the living standards throughout the world, but they're in the process of lowering the living standards here. And they're really going to get ever so much better. In fact, very soon, they're going to have certainly poverty throughout the entire world, equal poverty. Probably you'd be better off living in China when this whole thing comes down. But you need to read what David Rockefeller says about the secret cabal that he is part and parcel of. This is not imaginary. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We hope you'll go to our webpage, RadioLiberty.com, where you can watch our DVDs, you can listen to our radio programs live 4 hours a day, archived 24 hours a day. We want you to listen. We want you to get other people to listen, to understand that nothing is that appears to be. Everything is illusion and delusion, because, of course, they control the media. And they largely control what the American people think. We are not a democracy. We are a republic. Because, of course, democracies always result in chaos. Because people tend to vote for the men who promise them the most. And basically, the politicians, they don't want to raise taxes. They don't want to cut spending. And eventually, the country goes bankrupt. And that's exactly where we are headed today. we're running up a deficit of somewhere, well, I think maybe this year it'll be $850 billion, but certainly Barack Obama increased the national debt about almost $6 billion in 5 years. This is not imaginary. It is really very, very real. And the average American doesn't understand this is what it's all about. They want a bankrupt America. And when they do that, they will destroy the value of your currency, your pension, your annuities, your long-term savings, your bonds, your stocks. Everything will be destroyed in this coming destruction of our currency. We're headed to difficult times. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. We certainly need your financial help if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
A land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the ocean,
well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you in the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bradley Dean, who's certainly an up-and-coming young man who's certainly is having an outreach across America by the miracle of internet and radio. And he's certainly is right on the cutting edge of what's going on, because as you know, I'm getting older. I'm not going to be doing what I'm doing too much longer, but it's so wonderful to know we have young men coming down the line who are going to continue getting the information out, warning the American people and helping them to understand the unfolding of events and hopefully motivating them to join us in this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Bradley, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me again, Stan. I appreciate it very much.
Well, now we were going to be talking a little bit about Hollywood to begin with. What was that about?
Well, the hypocrisy that Hollywood displays on a daily basis, it's rather interesting. If I can take you back to the Passion of the Christ, when that first came out, Mel Gibson, when he first brought the movie out, what he did, Stan, is Hollywood would not give him one red cent to actually promote that movie or distribute that movie. And what's interesting, after the movie came out, after 5 days, the movie made $125 million, and after 7 days, it made $144.6 million. And what's interesting about the movie is when it came out overseas, it actually became the number one independent film ever in the history of mankind. Now, the hypocrisy in which I'm talking about here, Stan, is the fact that when I was doing high school assemblies, because I've done 342 high schools in 22 different states, we were actually in Kansas when that movie came out. And now, I'm not an older man. I'm still a young man, and I have a lot to learn. But I can tell you this. I have never seen one of these warning signs that they actually had on AMC movie theaters windows before I went in to see The Passion of the Christ. And speaking again of hypocrisy, the notice to moviegoers was this. The Passion of the Christ is rated R and contains graphic depictions of...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You know Monday is the day before Tuesday. You know Tuesday is the day before Wednesday. You know Christmas Eve is the day before Christmas. And you know New Year's Eve is the day before New Year's Day. But you don't always know the day before. You don't know the day before an emergency happens. You don't know the day before a tornado or an act of terrorism. You don't know the day before an earthquake or power outage. And by the time you do know it was the day before, it's already too late. You know it's a good idea to be prepared. And we're airing this message to make sure you know freezedryguy.com is ready to help with your emergency preparedness needs, including great-tasting, long-lasting freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. You know today is the day to take action. Tomorrow could be too late.
The movies before they were released on the populace?
Hold that thought, and certainly our guest is Bradley Dean Zipp, simply talking about how certainly the movie industry did everything they could to defame the movie The Passion of Christ. And basically, I think that made about $600 million, something like that. It was one of the biggest movies ever out. But of course, they never tell you to be concerned about going to most of these trashy movies we have. And basically, the wholesome movies do very well. The trashy movies that produce push perversion and sex and depravity, why they do very poorly. But they put them out anyway. Why? Because they want to demoralize the American people. This is what it's really all about. But they can't let the average American really understand what's going on. They're playing games with our minds. They're playing games with our minds. Basically, if you can destroy the morality of a country, you can destroy that country. It was President Adams that said, our form of government was made for a moral and religious people. It wouldn't work for any other. What was he really saying? Well, basically, you can only have a limited government, certainly if you have a moral people. But if you have immoral people, you have to have increased government control to control them. Otherwise, of course, you'll have chaos. And that's, ladies and gentlemen, just where we're headed today. Look and see the increase in violence and crime and shootings. They know exactly what they're doing. Or the ends of massive chaos. And if you're not involved, certainly, in trying to save America, then you will have nobody to blame but yourself, because we're going to lose it. Go right ahead, Bradley.
All the way up until 1946, we had something called the Production Movie Code of Motion Pictures of America. And a point that I made at the last segment, or during the last segment, was all the way up until 1968, it was the church's job to actually vet the movies before they were released on the populace. Now, what's interesting about that as well, understand is the fact that John Adams also was the man, the president of the United States, the second president, who said that the church is called to be the moral compass of society. He said when that goes, everything else goes. So we can see what follows in close pursuit. Immorality, when it takes place from the pulpit, you're going to see it out in government. Once you see it in government, you're going to see how corrupt the government becomes because of what the people tolerate. And at length, again, when you look at who's responsible for what's going on in this country, you have 300,000 pulpits that remain silent on the issues that matter the most. When we should be standing up and preaching out against them, what we're doing is we're rolling over instead of being those that are watching the gate, per se, speaking to the church again. What you see is you see the hirelings from the pulpit allowing the sheep to come, actually the wolves to come in and devour the sheep. So in saying that again, what we're talking about is the hypocrisy in Hollywood. And again, I said in 1946, you couldn't even say the words nuts to you, dang, lousy, or jerk during a movie. And if a crime was committed during a movie, the criminal had to be punished for his crime. As a matter of fact, if you remember the movie It's a Wonderful Life, because Potter was not judged after stealing Bailey's money, Capra, the movie director, received more mail complaining about that than any other topic during his career, interestingly enough. And so why is this going on in America? Again, speaking of the hypocrisy in Hollywood, if you remember right, one of the Caesars rightly said, give men a piece of bread and a spectacle, entertain them. And he said, I can do whatever I want to do with them. As a matter of fact, change derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. So if as long as I'm entertaining you, guess what, friend? I'm controlling you. So here we are today. And one of the things I think that's more important than anything to note is the fact that America doesn't know their history. And once they begin to understand where they came from, I think then they're going to begin to only understand then and only then when they understand where they came from, then as to where they're going to be going.
And I think we have such a very real problem in America today, and people don't understand that our schools are being used to destroy the morality of this country. Why would I say that? Well, very simply, basically it's illegal to have a Bible in school. You can have a, because it's a government institution. It's perfectly all right to have a Bible in prison, which is a public institution, but not in a school. They've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments, certainly, and morality is teaching out of our schools, any celebration of Christmas or Easter. And basically, of course, they teach children all sorts about depravity and tell them they make up their own minds. They know exactly what they're doing. They teach them all about evolution and nothing about creation. You're not allowed to even put forward the philosophy of creation. And yet, of course, evolution is a religious belief. It's a religious belief that says there is no God, or at least the Christian God is certainly not the God of the people. But basically, ladies and gentlemen, if you can destroy the religious foundation of a nation, you can destroy that nation. And that is the purpose of education today. That's why you need to get, if you love your children, you're going to get them out of the government schools. And of course, we advocate the Robinson homeschool curriculum. If you have any question, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. Go right ahead, Bradley.
It's interesting. There's a true story told out on the West Coast, Dan, where they have these windy roads going around these particular mountains. And they noticed that cars would go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. And what I'll ask the students in public schools when I do high schools or colleges, by the way, I'll ask them, which one is love? I'll say, A, to get up in the face of the people before they destroy themselves, before they go over the end of the cliff, or B, to step back and just say, hey, I'm not going to get involved and just watch the cars go over and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. Well, the students know which one is real love. And it's interesting concerning the story that I'm telling you about, that windy road going around these particular mountains and cars going over the end of the cliff crashing at the bottom to their own destruction. Well, a concerned committee got together and they said, we need to remedy the problem. You know what their problem was, Stan? They said, we need to put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. And it's exactly what we're seeing today. It's exactly how people think today. They wait for the destruction to take place before they stand up and do it. I told Jake, my co-host on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com the other day, I said, what is it that people do not understand about history? Our forefathers told us to study the past. We can look back to Hitler. We can look back to Mao Zedong. We can look at the present as to what's going on with the president of the United States who is emulating tyrants of the past. We wait for destruction to take place, and then what we do is we return back to the God that we shouldn't have departed from in the first place, Stan. So again, here we are.
And I share your concern, and I think that what we need to do is get people to understand that they cannot allow our young people just going to these movies which are going to shape their and frame their life. They can't send them to public schools because the purpose of education is to destroy love of God and family and country. And they simply cannot simply, and even many of our churches today, where of course the church certainly does not teach the traditional, certainly the traditional teachings of Christianity where they've changed both the music and the message of the church. And we have real trouble today because where is our foundation? If it can't be in education, if it can't certainly be in religion, where will we have our foundation? Well, of course, we should have our foundation in religion, but we need to teach the traditional Christian message, not the adulterated message, which is found in so many churches today. A feel good, certainly God loves everybody, and let's have some music with a lot of symbols and a lot of drum beat and repetition, but let's not sing those terrible old hymns because they're not popular with young people. Yeah. Young people like the beat, they like the rhythm, but ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't inspire you, it doesn't draw you closer to God. Go right ahead.
Woodrow Wilson, love him or hate him, going line upon line, precept upon precept, my friend. He is the one that told us, we are trying to do a futile thing if we do not know where we came from or what we have been about. America was born a Christian nation. America was born to exemplify that devotion to the elements of righteousness, which are derived from the revelations of Holy Scripture, of course. You remember the third president of the United States said, friend, Thomas Jefferson, he said, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. When I'm talking to the younger generation, I say to them, if a nation expects to be stuck on stupid, you expect what never was and never will be. Let's go back to Samuel Adams again. He's the guy that said a general dissolution of the principles and manners will more surely overthrow the liberties of America than the whole force of the common enemy. I did a radio interview here in the state of Minnesota with a hotshot Chad Hartman on WCCO, and we were talking about our foundation. I did a prayer at the state capitol in Minnesota, and it's interesting, Stan, when you go back to the Supreme Court chambers in the state of Minnesota, there's a big, huge mural of Moses awaiting the divine commandments of God, God's moral law, the seedbed, the Declaration of Independence, where we derive our rights from our Creator. He said, so Bradley, what's your opinion? He was advocating immorality in our country. I said to him, I said, Chad, therein lies the problem right there. I said, we used to be based in the same principles, therefore we could have the same, we could have different opinions based in the same principles, but now we have different principles. And I said, that is the problem in America, and that's why we're so divided. We have to get back to the principles of who we are and where we came from. For example, when we do high school assemblies, one of the things, colleges, by the way, tea parties as well, Stan, I'll ask them, what form of government have we been given, a democracy or a republic? You know what I see without fail? I see the younger generation raise their hand and say, we're a democracy. And then I'll say to them, have you said the Pledge of Allegiance lately? Then I'll say the Pledge of Allegiance. I'll recite it. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under my Father, under God, indivisible, undividable, with liberty. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, and justice for all. And then I'll tell the students, well, you thought we were a democracy. So I'll tell them, well, since you think we're a democracy, this is how you would have said the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of whatever the people want. That's what you're seeing today. And to the democracy for which it falls, that's what you're seeing today. One nation under a dictatorship, because that's what it's leading to, with bondage and injustice for whosoever believed that we were a democracy. So I have to set the record straight and share with the people across the country that we are not a republic. We do not have 57 states in our union, and I'll hold up for you.
And basically, we are a republic, ladies and gentlemen. If you read, certainly the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Federalist Papers, and certainly the Bill of Rights, the state constitutions, Of all of our states, you'll never see the use of the word democracy other than to decry it. They say we're a republic, and that's why when we pledge allegiance to the flag, we pledge allegiance to the republic for which it stands. It shows how powerful the people are on the other side, though, because it doesn't matter what the documents say. If you say something often enough, people will believe. We'll be back in a moment.
While the storms cloud gather.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We were simply talking about what's wrong with a democracy. Well, basically, America has become a democracy illegally, admittedly. The subversives have taken over and convinced us we're a democracy. But what's wrong with democracy? Well, certainly any government that can provide whatever you want must be able to control whatever you have and whatever you do. Basically, we have more socialism in America today than they've ever had in either Russia or China. Both countries are communist nations. Basically, here we have over 100 million people on either Medicaid or Medicare. We have certainly between Social Security and Social Security disability about 57, 58 million people. And another 78 million will be suddenly entering the Social Security in the next 18 years. And isn't it wonderful we're able to provide for them? The only trouble is we don't have any money. We're living on borrowed money. And, of course, increasingly, why, of course, we're having to pay more and more interest on that borrowed money. Right now, we're paying about $420 billion a year, just interest on our national debt. But, of course, in a few years, when the interest rates go up, we'll be putting out $1 or $1.5 trillion a year interest on the national debt, and then there's not going to be any money for Social Security. There's not going to be any money for Medicare. There's not going to be any money for the military. There's not going to be any money for education and health and welfare. All the money will be using, of course, to pay interest on the national debt, and the whole system will be destroyed. And that is exactly what Barack Obama and the leaders of both political parties want, because remember, the Republicans just want to spend a little bit less than the Democrats, but neither one of them want to really do what's necessary. Go right ahead, Bradley.
You know what's interesting about that, Stan, is I was at the RNC this last year, and I had to respectfully go up and down Radio Row warning the older generation, because for the most part, what I seen there was people that were 50, 60, 70, in some cases 80 years old. And Stan, it seemed to me more than, it was very clear, let me put it that way, that what I seen was those people in that arena, it seemed to me that they were dressed up to go to an Elvis concert, and I had to let some people know that Elvis died in 1977. Now, of course, I'm being facetious, but that was the attitude. Like, this is a game. Like we're just, you know, going along and things are just somehow going to get better without us correcting and righting the wrongs here. And when I was on Radio Row, Stan, I was going up and down and just asking the people while I was being interviewed, you know, I'm just kind of curious for the Republican Party. Why is it that Barack Hussein Obama is doing a college tour? Why is it back in 2008 at 68% of the age demographic from 18 to 31 years old voted for Barack Hussein Obama? Why do you think he's going to the next generation? Why is this president emulating Mao Zedong? I've done a little bit of a study on Mussolini, Adolf Hitler, Stalin, and again, Mao Zedong, and I see him emulating Mao Zedong more than I see him emulating any one of them, although there is a mixture. And so in saying that, if you look at Mao Zedong, what he did is he went for the younger generation. And the way that he overthrew the Republic of China was to teach the younger generation through force and disobedience and disrespect towards the older generation that they were a democracy. And what they did at length is they sowed into the younger generation only to overthrow the younger generation. I'm sorry, the older generation. The younger generation overthrew the older generation. And that's exactly what I'm seeing here today. And if we would just simply go back to our founders here again, Thomas Jefferson said, a democracy is nothing more than mob rule. Of course it is, where 51% of the people may take away the rights of the other 49%. That's what's frightening about what's going on today, is the older generation doesn't seem to be awake, Stan, to what Barack Hussein is really doing. He's undermining that generation. He's empowering. He's bringing forth an entitlement generation only to overthrow the older generation. And I like to say this. If you don't sow into the younger generation today, they're going to be there to curse you when you get older. And that's exactly what we're seeing. Wasn't it Abraham Lincoln that rightly said, the philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy taught in government in the next. And that goes back to the high schools. I'm talking about the high school program and what I teach students and college students and Tea Partiers and the such. It's not just for kids anymore. We have to wake up and we have to get back to the Constitution, because Article 4, Section 4 says the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government. End of story.
And because people really don't know what's wrong with the democracy, and that's what's so vitally important in this whole subject. Basically, of course, there is this organized effort to have the government provide for the people. In a free society, you can't have a government that provides for the people. A free society, you can maybe have local, and we have to separate local from federal. The federal government certainly should not provide for anybody or regulate anybody. Those matters dealing with life, liberty, and property be taken care of at the state level. And yes, we may have to have certainly a public hospitals for people who can't afford it, but never controlled or financed by the federal government. Because if they can control it, well, they can control health care as well, and we'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Bradley Dean, and certainly we're talking really about the two-party system we have. We have Democrats and Republicans. But ladies and gentlemen, the Republicans, when they were in power, when Ronald Reagan was in power, of course, remember, Ronald Reagan was very, very critical of Jimmy Carter, because Jimmy Carter increased the federal debt $200 billion in 4 years. And Ronald Reagan really took him to task. Ronald Reagan said, "Everything I believe." But irrespective of what Ronald Reagan said, what did he do? Well, Ronald Reagan increased the federal debt $200 billion every year he was in office. When he came into office, we had a $1 trillion national debt, taking us 200 years to acquire that. When Ronald Reagan left office, we had a federal debt of $2.7 trillion. He increased the national debt $200 trillion every single year. And, of course, he did this. Oh, well, we have to protect ourselves from the wicked communists. Ladies and gentlemen, we finance communism. We have since its inception. I mean, basically, who do you think it is who drilled the oil wells and the natural gas wells in Russia, suddenly after the fall of communism in 1990? Why, we did. American corporations drilled the wells. Suddenly, American banks financed this. American various organizations financed it. American agencies financed the drilling of those wells to make Russia the largest producer of oil in the world and the largest producer of natural gas in the world. And basically, of course, but they're supposedly the enemy. Oh, well, we did that after the fall of communism. Ladies and gentlemen, nothing has changed in Russia. They have new faces, but the same philosophy is still there. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that Ronald Reagan said everything I believe. But look and see what he did. We have a two-party system. The Republicans want to cut government spending just a little bit. But they are dedicated to globalism. Have you ever heard any of the Republicans suggest that we ought to get out of the United Nations, that we ought to cut back massively on our military? Because basically this is all a scam. To justify, to convince the American people we're fighting enemies, that's why we need to spend $600 billion a year on the military. We spend more money on our military than the next 10 major nations combined. And who are we fighting? We're not fighting anybody. It's all a charade. Basically, in Afghanistan, why they had 90,000 American troops, 100,000 contractors, 45,000 NATO troops, 300,000 Afghan police and military, and we were fighting 100 members of Al-Qaeda. Does anybody really believe that we needed all those people to fight 100 members of Al-Qaeda? And when Steve Croft, back in 2009, on 60 Minutes asked Barack Obama why we needed all those troops there to fight less than 100 members of Al-Qaeda, why, of course, certainly Barack Obama said, because they're plotting against America, and my job is to protect America. And when was the last time you heard any Republican say, we ought to cut back massively on our military because we're not defending America, we're simply wasting money? What we want to do is defend America, not establish an empire. But the Republicans will never say that because they're right behind this whole idea of globalism and an empire. Go right ahead, Bradley.
It's interesting because I'd like to substantiate the laws of our republic. And again, when you go back to our foundations, we know, because John Adams is the man that again said a republic is based off an empire of laws which cannot be changed. As a republic, we have rights given unto us by our creator. And as a democracy, you have privileges given to you by the state, generally under a dictatorship of some form. And that's exactly what we're seeing. But again, what are the facts? The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said President Andrew Jackson. Here's Thomas Jefferson. He said the Bible is the cornerstone for American liberty. Here's Alexander Hamilton. He said, for my own part, I sincerely esteem it the Constitution, a system which without the finger of God could never have been suggested and agreed upon by such a diversity of interests. Interesting, God gave his Ten Commandments with what? His finger. What about William Blackstone, commentator on the laws of England, English common law? This is what he said. He said, no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. Now we have what? Senator John Glenn, the man that supposedly went to the moon. I wish he would have stayed there. He's the man that said that we could not pass most of the laws that we enact around here if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution. So they're telling on themselves. But let's go back again to the foundation. Here's the facts in contrast to what we're seeing in the present day. Charles D. Montesquieu said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Government does not have a right to break the law. And I wish the American people would wake up to that fact more than anything. But again, to substantiate the laws of our republic, we have the longest standing constitution in modern history. The French Revolution, over 10 years after the American Revolution. Friends, they're into their 15th constitution, but America's still in their first 237 years later. Brazil's into their 7th constitution. You're still into your first. Poland's into their 6th constitution since 1921. America's still into their first. Afghanistan's now into their 5th constitution since 1918, probably more than that now, Stan. Russia's into their 4th constitution since 1918. But again, let's go back to substantiate the laws of our constitutional republic. If we can hold it, as Benjamin Franklin rightly said to that woman, you've been given a republic. 15,000 writings analyzed, 3,154 quotations and sources, Bible is found most quoted by our founders. 34% of documented quotes were all from the Bible. I love this stuff. Separation of powers came from Jeremiah 17:9. This is just the ice of the, the tip of the iceberg, the frosting on the cake. Immigration laws, Leviticus 19:34. President must be a natural-born citizen, Deuteronomy 17:15. Now we can understand why he attacks God. Witness and capital punishment, Deuteronomy 17:6. Three branches of government came from Isaiah 33:22. Tax exemption for churches, Ezra 7:24. By the way, churches are non-taxable. Republicanism, Exodus 18:21. So again, friends, if we just simply look to our foundations, you know, religion and morality, the essential pillars of our civil society, who's the first president to say that? Well, the first president of the United States that we know of was George Washington, and he's also the man during his inauguration that kissed Deuteronomy 28, where there's 14 blessings and 55 curses as he had his hand on the Bible, swearing to uphold it, making covenant with God. There is no way that we can get away from the fact that we're a Christian nation. And when the American people begin to look at a government that attacks its own foundations, I think what we're witnessing, actually, obviously, is the fact that we're self-destructing. And for some reason, there are those in government that believe, Stan, that if one portion of the boat sinks, the other portion's going to stay afloat. That's just not the case. Again, so here we are today. We have to wake up and we have to know where we came from, therefore. Only then will we know where we're going.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Before we go on, Bradley, I'd like you to get your web page out and let our listeners know how they can get in touch with you, because I think your information is vitally important.
When we do high school assemblies, you can go to youcanruninternational.com. I have a 7-hour documentary. It's a 5-part series. I just did it with James Gillette. He also worked with Steven Spielberg. We all know who he is. He just did the reunion for Jaws. So the project that we did with James Gillette is second to none. That is called My War. It's what we do in high schools across the country. It's vitally important for the people to see, because once the people see what's going on in public schools, in the 342 schools that we've done in 22 different states, rest assured, after you see this, you will pull your child from school. And if you don't, I would ask you the question as to why you still have your student in that school. I also have a comic book that I just did with Danny Bulinati. That comic book is called My War. Danny Bulinati is actually a comic artist with Marvel and DC Comics. It's my testimonial. And again, if you'd like to get either one of these items, please go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we certainly commend what Bradley is doing. I think it's so vitally important that we go back to these original quotations. We understand the foundation of America, which was the fact that we were a republic, and the fact that they've been able to convince 99% of the American people that we're a democracy shows how effective their control is over what the American people think and believe. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment for our guest, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Do you think that a lot of the young people are beginning to wake up? Do you think when they hear the truth, they recognize that the educational system is certainly deceiving them?
I'd love to give you a testimonial. I was in Arkansas, Lincoln, Arkansas. I was talking about the Constitution, some of the topics that I'm covering with you right now, Stan. There were 700 students in that assembly program. All of a sudden, I seen this superintendent walk down the middle of the aisle, right in the middle of my program, about 15 to 20 minutes into it, teaching the Constitution, mind you. And all of a sudden, he comes up and he stops right in front of all the students and he says, Bradley, can we talk for a minute? I thought, well, this is a little awkward. All of a sudden, the students are looking at him like, what are you doing? This is fun. This is what we do. This is what we want. Someone that understands us, you know, the kids are saying. And I said, sure. So the superintendent looked at the students and said, I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. I walk outside, and as I walk outside, the superintendent and the Christian principal were there. I'm also a drummer for a band called JunkyardProfit.com, which is an international band. We play music before I get down and speak to the students to win their respect. As Paul said, I become all things to all men to win the more to Christ. And all of a sudden, the superintendent said that the principal was offended because I was playing Christian music for their students. And all of a sudden, I looked at the principal and the superintendent. I said, if you try to stop this assembly, it's going to completely backfire because the kids are not stupid. And all of a sudden, Stan, I heard 700 feet in unison kicking down on the floor saying, let him speak. Let him speak. Let him speak. It happened exactly the way I said it was going to happen. This generation discerns like nobody's business, Stan. They just need someone to get in there and love on them enough to fight for them. And when they see it, they will respond. After he comes back, he shuts the assembly down. I told him it was going to backfire. I don't think there was one student in that school population that did not come up to me and apologize for their principal and come out there and say, you know what? They teach us the First Amendment all day long, but the minute we begin to exercise it, they're the first ones to shut us down. So absolutely, the answer to your question is these students discern like nobody's business. They just want someone to fight for them. That's all they want. And when you do stand up and fight for them, they're going to respond, and they do respond.
And, of course, the exciting thing is that through the miracle of the Internet and the other things, alternative media, why, of course, we are reaching people and so what Bradley's doing and what we're doing and what many of our friends and people we affiliated with are doing, we're having an impact. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, it used to be within 10 years ago, 49% of the people got their primary news from the newspaper. Today, it's 29%, and the rest of them are getting the news from the Internet and from people like Bradley. I think it's an exciting time. Let's go to Ron, who's a teacher calling us from Washington State. Hi, Ron. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir, and I really appreciate what Mr. Dean has said. I am a substitute teacher. I teach in many different schools at many different levels, and I would echo some of his sentiments. I had the privilege of teaching in the Juvenile Justice Center during a Thanksgiving week, and when I had, and they, there was no lesson plan, so I said, all right, we'll just get out the Mayflower Compact and George Washington's Thanksgiving proclamations of 1789 and 1795, and Abraham Lincoln's Thanksgiving Proclamation of 1863, and we'll take turns reading. Now, these people, these kids were incarcerated. Some of them were gang members. And I said, let's get, take a dictionary. If we don't understand words, we'll go ahead and look them up. Nobody's going to make fun of you. We did it, and the feedback I got was very, very positive. The kids really liked it. Now, just a year later, I did that in another school in Thanksgiving week, and it wasn't on the lesson plan, and the teacher for whom I substituted got extremely irate, and I was told never to come back to that school.
Well, that's all right. At least the children got the opportunity to hear the truth, and I really respect you for what you do. Ron, anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Well, get them back to our foundational documents. You'll see what the principles that we upon which this nation was built. You start finding out what the purpose of government is, what makes a law valid or invalid, and that's the very first sentence of the Declaration of Independence, just to be in compliance with the laws of nature and the laws of nature's God.
Amen.
Laws of nature is reality. Laws of nature's God is biblical morality.
Amen.
If it violates either one of them, it's not valid.
You're absolutely
right. And we should be living in a republic. Instead, we have an oligarchy of judges. We have representatives who are supposed to protect and defend the Constitution from tyrants in black robes, and they don't do anything. And that's one of the problems we have today. We have absolutely do-nothings in the House of Representatives.
God bless you. You're absolutely right. Thanks very much for calling, Ron. Okay, any thoughts at all you'd like to express in response to Ron from Washington State?
I do. I want to encourage Ron. I want you to understand how you empty the judicial, the correctional system, which makes $64 billion a year off the crimes of the younger generation. The way you empty the correctional facilities, my friend, is show the next generation the price paid for their freedom. Take them to Arlington Cemetery. Show them that in World War I, World War II, Iwo Jima, Korea, Vietnam, Afghanistan, Iraq, regardless of what the wars are fought for, friends, listen, if you don't want your kids going to war, then stop Congress from sending them first and foremost. But in saying that, when we go back and we show the younger generation the price paid for their freedoms, I'm telling you what, they respond like nobody's business. And what they want to know is they want to know their two foundations, the rock upon which our republic rests. They want to know the Bible and they want to know the Constitution. And Stan, if I can give you another testimony, I did a high school in Florida. I was asked to do an after-school program in Florida, Spanish River High School in Boca Raton, just a couple months ago, probably three, 4 months ago, I'm sorry. And when I was asked to go to do that school, an effeminate teacher walked up to me, and he did his homework on me. Now, keep in mind, I was advertised for 3 weeks before I got to that school. Once I stepped my feet up onto that school property, this effeminate teacher walks up to me in front of the students, and he says, Bradley, your assembly program's not going to happen here today. It's canceled. And I said, why is that? He said, because you've not been properly vetted. The next thing he did is he looked at the children in an effeminate voice, and he said, children, everything this man's going to say to you is complete misinformation. I knew right then and there, because we had this all filmed. We're not the type to just tuck tail and capitulate in the face of what's going on in the public system, because we realize the laws are on our side. What I did is I said, hey, we got him on film. I got on the line with Richard Mast at Liberty Council, who's a friend of ours. And we immediately called Richard Mast. They got in contact with the high school that day, and we threatened a lawsuit, and we told that school, if Bradley Dean does not come back and do his high school program, we're going to sue your school district. And the ACLU does this all the time. They use measures of fear and oppression, when in fact they don't have the laws on their side in any sense of the word. So what I decided to do is enforce the laws of our republic against that.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us, to be a part of the Power Hour.